A recent announcement in the pop culture world stirred up commentator Philip Baruth. What he has to say about it will probably outrage 9 million Swedes and countless others around the globe.
Stockholm is planning to open an ABBA museum in 2008, and I think it's a terrible, heartbreaking mistake. Don't get me wrong, no one loves ABBA more than I do. Okay, that's not true, given that directors like Steven Elliott have made their names with ABBA-themed cult films. And there are tribute bands like Bjorn Again, bands that have their hair cut in 70s styles right now, even as we speak. But I've always loved ABBA's music. It's like Coca-Cola for your ear. Sweet, sharp, effervescent. In fact, I even took in the ABBA exhibit at the Nordic Museum in Stockholm a few years ago because I thought it would be a kick, but it wasn't. What it was, really, was a handful of tacky costumes on headless mannequins, some photographs, and platform shoes stuck up on pedestals, which is just redundant when you think about it. That original ABBA exhibit was popular culture weighed down and then crushed under the trappings of fine art. And this new ABBA museum will only complete the process, wringing from the band's harmonies the very last fragments of joy. Ulf Westman, the museum's creator, admits that it will include pretty much the same items as the much smaller earlier exhibit. How the remaining space will be filled remains unclear, except that it will include, quote, all the other things we can think of and find, end quote. Right. So if I could just say this to the lovely city of Stockholm, please don't do this. Let ABBA be ABBA and leave their music in the places where the magic holds true, in cars and dance clubs and iPods and Broadway theaters, the places where we can be enchanted rather than underwhelmed by it, the places where we can all of us be Bjorn again.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. Somewhere in the crowd there.
ABBA fan Philip Baruth is a novelist living in Burlington. He teaches at the University of Vermont and is a regular commentator on Vermont Public Radio. This is NPR News.